producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Day. Hey, Bob, did you get that reference to teeing it up?
Yes.
You don't like golf. I am so positive of that.
Golf, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I love golf. I loved it so much, I spent 17 months at it.
I feel like I want to make sure everyone knows that you do not like golf. So anytime anyone wants to misrepresent anything that happened with all that Abramoff nonsense, they just need to know that you were not at all a rabid golfer at all.
As my friend said, they would have testified if Abramoff had asked me to go on a trip to drink, I would have said yes, but not to golf. Yeah, I had 10 people that would testify to that. My score.
Yeah, there you go. I like that, too. Ed Snowden is now, of course, as you know, he's in Russia. He just did a big interview with Brian Williams from NBC, and he talked about, you know, he doesn't like being portrayed as this low-level security guy that was contracted to work with the NSA that as an analyst, but that he was actually someone who worked for the CIA, and he, in fact, was a spy. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that Snowden, I believe he's telling the truth, and a lot of observers that are, you know, around the intel community believe it, too, because, you know, he's still got a bag of tricks there. Lord knows what, you know, type of information is out there, and only up above knows, because, you know, he could have just taken every single thing with him. And so I think he's telling the truth. He just seems to have had so much more access than beyond the normal, you know, low-level computer tech. So I think there's a lot of ring of truth to, you know, what he's saying. And I still think he's going to be releasing surprises. I mean, we just had the, you know, I call it the Oprah Winfrey surprise, the Caribbean. They were monitoring all their homes, the phone calls, et cetera. So I think there's more to come.
Yeah, I think there's more to come, too. You know, the one reporter from The Guardian is writing a book, and he's saying he's going to release some of the names of people that were directly being spied on, and that we would be surprised by some of the names that are on the list, from politicians to celebrities to, you know, other people. So we'll see who makes the list. But I agree. I think there's more to this than we've even seen yet. How about the idea that the Secretary of State, John Kerry, says he needs to man up and let him come back. Let the American people hear the story. Let him come back to the United States. There's no way he's coming back, right? Because he's not going to get immunity.
No, the only thing I think is a possibility that somewhere down the road, let's say maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, he keeps something back. I'm talking about Snowden. Keeps something back that the United States wants very badly. And at a point in time, they could do some negotiations for a plea deal with him before he arrives here. I think that's, I mean, if this guy mined all the things he mined, as I call it, mining technology, then and if he was a spy engaged with the CIA, I think he has some other things that he may hold back and he might get a deal. But as far as coming back here, I mean, that's ridiculous because he will be never seen again. And frankly, a lot of my friends on the Hill believe that had he blown this whistle over here, he would have been one of the youngest persons on Earth to have a heart attack.
Hey, yeah, he was worried about
that. Or an automobile
accident.
Or shoot himself and throw the gun 5 feet away from himself. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I don't think that we'll see that for sure.
No.
The other thing that's pressing and a lot of people are buzzing about, and you know this, and you and I have talked about this before, is what's happening with the Veterans Administration and now these horrible things coming out of Phoenix and 47 other places being investigated. As somebody who had this as a burning issue that you really handled and you were part of the committee, in fact, I think you were the chairman of the committee, weren't you, at one point? This is just terrible. What do you think, Shinseki keeps his job, or what do you think happened?
well, I was chairman of House Admin, but I was a member of the Veterans Committee for years. No, I think Shinseki will be gone, not by the president's choice, but I think Shinseki will be gone in the next 24 to 48 hours. And the reason, last night at 11 o'clock, and this is not just that one person controls this, but this is significant, U.S. Senator Shaheen, and she's a big player. You know, she's from New England. She's a big player. She's got a tough race, and they do yield a lot, you know, to what she says. She came out asking for his resignation. Senator Udall. So just looking at the Senate side, too many big players are starting on down this road. I cannot imagine he will survive. And frankly, the president's, you know, way over loyal to him, but maybe if he's really loyal to the president, Shinseki, maybe he should just step down and spare the president a head-on battle with the Democratic side.
Yeah. All right, we'll see.
But it won't cure the problem, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't cure the problem.
No.
I mean, personally, I think the problem is it's a tough situation to be in, but I think you got to dig through every single one of those hospitals, and you got to go beyond, and you got to spend the money to be able to do that, almost audit them because of the bonuses and the incentives to just, you know, literally bury some of these veterans.
Yes, and the Republicans had cut the budget, you know, at different points in time, so
yeah.
You know, they have to be brought into the fold because they did cut funding. Some of it's mismanagement. So all the way around, I think the president could really be a healer on this if he brings all the people that have jurisdiction in the Congress, brings them together. And because, I mean, they can fire 10 people in the VA. It's still not going to solve these problems. When I was on the committee, there were horrible situations, and it just kept going on and on.
Yeah. All right, we'll see how that plays out. Certainly it's going to play out, I think, on the Sunday show. So we'll see if Shinseki's gone or not in the next 48 hours. As always, Bob Ney, a pleasure. You have a fabulous weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, coming up on this Hour of America tonight, Clippers and an incredible sale. Wait till you hear the dollar amount. And our next segment, our weekly salute, kind of like the daily salute, but even just that much better. You heard that conversation there about the VA with Bob Ney, and it's interesting because my husband was in the Navy, and he had to go to the VA for something today, and they asked him, why do you have private insurance? And he said, you know why? Because there are incredible wait times, even just to get a flu shot. He said it was like a ghost town. They fell over themselves trying to help him. And, you know, he's a young guy, and he said that it's the first time he had ever been there where he didn't see the place just jammed with people. So they were really trying to make a difference and get people through, ask them if they needed other things, that kind of stuff. He said he'd never, ever, ever seen anything like it. So now there's more calls for a criminal investigation into the fatal delays as to what happened in Phoenix at the Veterans Hospital there, and more revelations that patient wait times were definitely tied to these employee bonuses in at least one hospital. They think it's much more than that. 47 different ones, I've said this before, are being looked into as well. Shinseki, I agree with Ney. I don't see how he lasts, maybe through the weekend, but I don't see how he lasts in that position, nor do I believe he should, because he's the head of it. The buck stops with him, and he had to make something happen, and he did not make it happen. All right, the weekly salute on the flip side, and an unbelievable check that's going to be written for a basketball team. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. lose, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight, as I said, we got that weekly salute that we're going to throw down. And thanks for all the suggestions. I love it that people are starting to gravitate toward that now. And I always push this, and I mean it when I say this. If somebody in your neck of the woods has done something amazing, they're not looking for publicity, they're not looking to make a splash, but they did something like, you know, they raised an incredible amount of money for a good cause, or they did something that was so good Samaritan-like that you couldn't believe it. I want to know about that, because the Daily Salute isn't limited to just national things, you know, that we uncover. Certainly, it can be any of our affiliates or anybody who's listening to us. I know we have a lot of overseas listeners and in some other spots as well. So send me the story, americatonight.net. It's just that easy. And I would be very, very happy to hear your tales. And I know there's cool things happening that I have no idea about that people are doing every day. Some good news kind of things, right? All right, this is a good news thing, and this absolutely, to me, is the weekly, daily salute, maybe even monthly salute. It has nothing to do with being a good Samaritan or donating gobs of money or drawing attention to a good cause. It simply has to do with being a good speller. There was a tie at the National Spelling Bee. Two winners. Sharam, Sharam Hathwar and Ansun Sujo correctly spelled so many words Thursday that the Scripps Howard people had to declare them both winners because there weren't enough words left on the competition's list for them to keep facing off until one was left standing.
Yeah, baby. That's a big yeah, baby. It is.
Yeah, baby.
It is. Hathor is a 14-year-old eighth grader from a cool place, Painted Post, New York. And he was just knocking down the words. Sujo is a 13-year-old 7th grader from Fort Worth, Texas. And they both were just spelling kings. It's the first time the spelling bee ended in a tie in more than 50 years. The last time they were co-champions, 1962. So you had 281 spellers from 8 countries competing for the title. And they get to share it. I love it. The youngest person competing this time around, by the way, just in case you're curious, 8 years old. I love that somebody was 8 and they were up there on the stage and they were giving it their best. So anyway, that is our weekly salute. Congratulations to both of those guys. You gotta love it too. You got one from the South and one from the Northeast. And they ran out of words. That's what we got to do. Okay, here's a shocking turn of events in a way. The Clippers have a deal, a $2 billion deal. If you had looked up the value of the Clippers before all the Donald Sterling stuff happened, and really before the season because the Clippers had a really good year, you would have found that the Kate Delaney Bloomberg value, or at least the consensus value, Forbes, etc., would have been about $700 million. So now the $2 billion bill sets an incredible record. And the guy who wants to buy it, you know, you still have to have the NBA approval. So we'll see if the NBA approves it. But the person writing the big check is a guy named Steve Ballmer. I don't know if you remember his name or not. The gossip magazine type things pumped his name out there a lot in the past. And it's more because of his hookups with famous actresses and whatnot is probably why. But he's the former CEO of Microsoft, and he's apparently a pretty big hoops fan, and he is just this guy who has a lot of cash, a lot of love for the sport, is a smart business guy, has the money, and is interested, you know, is interested in buying them. His net worth is like $20 billion, so he's number 35 on the annual world billionaires list that Forbes pumps out. So, like I said, it's not a surprise that he can come up with the cash. It's just because there were so many celeb names, the Oprah Winfrey's and Jay-Z's and other names that were being thrown out as potentials for buying the team, it's kind of wild that all of a sudden, you know, the former CEO of Microsoft steps in and you hear his name being thrown out. And I'm sure they'll approve it. I can't imagine that they won't. But what about Donald Sterling? I mean, do they need him to agree to it? They haven't even had that owners meeting yet as to whether or not to vote him out. A lot of people thought that this was a ploy to pump up the amount of money that Donald Sterling would get. The sale was negotiated by Shelley Sterling, co-owner and estranged wife of Donald Sterling's, but the board definitely has to approve it. They've got a meeting set for Tuesday, but given what's just happened, I wonder how they move forward with this. And that's a huge amount of money for this team. $2 billion, what a record. And Sterling has no interest, supposedly, in selling the team. He wanted to pass it down to his heirs. And of course, he'll make a huge profit on it, even after capital gains taxes. So he just stands to add to the amount of money that he's worth. But I guess the recent seasons and how successful they've been and all that kind of stuff. And I really do think that it's Los Angeles, and it'll never, that's a team that'll never have the lure of the Los Angeles Lakers that they do, but still just crazy. $2 billion. Wow. Let's see what happens with Sterling, and if he doesn't step away, or, you know, the fact that they had like five bidders for the team, like I said, and some of them were pretty well-known names. Oprah Winfrey's name just kept coming up again and again and again and again, and how serious she was, you know, who really knows. But anyway, we'll see. I think they'll approve him. I don't think there'll be a problem with that. All right, we have some breaking news. An Islamist extremist fighter, and then really this has been sitting out there for right before we jumped on the air, who carried out a suicide bombing attack in Syria, they say, was a U.S. citizen. That's big news. Two government officials have now confirmed that. So this is somebody who, again, grew up in the United States. And it's a guy identified as Abu al-Amariki. And you could see the videos were pumped out all over the place on YouTube. He went to school in Florida. And he's a group of Americans that the FBI, the CIA, and a whole bunch of other places, obviously the NSA, since they keep tabs on everyone, they've been keeping tabs on him since he went to Syria months ago to join in the fighting against the Syrian government. So how about that? That's interesting. Suicide bomb attack in Syria. So a jihadist that was turned, and this is such a, to me, this is a growing number of ranks that we don't see that are coming out of all kinds of states here in the U.S. and that are trying to be part of an Al-Qaeda type group or another group closely related. And here's a great example of it, for sure. Hang with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Missed during this day. The bigger things, of course, we threw out at the top, the nuggets, none bigger than Shinseki, which went second is broke, boom, what did we say? This guy has to go. Yes, he's decorated. Yes, he fought. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. But he did not do well in this position as the secretary of a very important group of people, really, in charge of the Veterans Affairs organizations across the land, because he's the lead guy, meaning the hospitals, the rehabs, anything related to veterans. And the fact that we have scandal upon scandal just imploding says that it's time to go. I think it's a question of, as the tsunami is hitting him, whether or not he resigns or he's fired. If you pay attention to what's been happening in the Obama administration, both the first term and now the second term, that doesn't happen. I mean, there's, you know, that doesn't happen in any of these cabinet positions. Somebody screws up and they either get re-racked or they resign or, you know, whatever. But we haven't seen that, and that, I don't think that's going to happen here. I think that's what he'll do. I think the general, because he was a general, I think General Shinseki will end up resigning to, not even so much to save face, but because of the relationship with Obama. And the White House is really dodging all the questions about him. They're just dodging them all. And, you know, once something becomes a crisis, and we're beyond the crisis point, and what's very sad about this story, not to be missed, okay, once again, we are a government of reaction, not action. Action should have happened the second that he stepped foot into that position. You have a big whiteboard in your giant office in Washington. As a general, that's what you do. You plan. Generals normally are incredible planners, strategic-wise, all the way down to what it is that they need to do to win. So taking that mindset, if he were to work well in that position, you'd have to target what it is that's the biggest problem. Mental health would be on there. Getting better assistance for veterans, not just shoving pills at them, but trying to work out a system where you can get better mental health. Easier said than done, but hey, you start chipping away at it, and eventually the flow will start. And certainly the wait times. You know that there's these long wait times, unless the cover-up was just so massive. It was like the mafia, and they were going to crack somebody's head if it was revealed. But I don't believe that the double lists and all of that stuff, that was known. That was known. And we've been talking about it for a long time because of my own personal stories as far as the VA is concerned, having family members who have gone to the VA and knowing what it's like in parts of Florida, knowing what it's like in Texas, knowing what it's like in New Jersey. And I've said this before. I'm not knocking the doctors because there are some great doctors that work for the VA. I mean, there might be terrible ones too, but I know there are some really solid doctors. The problem is the backlog. The problem is the amount of people that come through and the disorganization. So let's end the drama. He has to go willingly or forcefully and move on and get somebody else in that position. Vet some really good people. And now, since the cat's out of the bag, truly, anyone in charge, this is what the focus is going to be. Come on, it's no secret. Just get the right person in that spot. Let's stick with this down the military road for a second. And this is a big story, and we've talked to people close to this Marine on America Tonight, and we have not forgotten about this, but Sergeant Andrew Tomaresi, who is the Marine, the former U.S. Marine, who's jailed in Mexico for 2 months after he crossed into the Mexican border with guns in his car accidentally. He thinks that he could be free maybe in another month or so. Everybody's pressing for interviews, right? And somehow Fox gets in there and Greta Van Susteren uses some of her legal connections and they get an interview with him, a phone interview. And he says, I hope it's not going to be much longer. The prison guards have told him they think he's going to be freed soon. Well, I guess if you're in a Mexican prison and the guards are telling you that, maybe it's a good sign. This is scary, isn't it? He made a wrong turn at the end of March, ended up on a highway leading into Mexico with no return lane. He had gone to Tijuana during the afternoon, so that, you know, there you just walk across the border. I've done it. You park your car, your truck, your whatever on the American side and you walk over. When he left for San Diego that night, he took a road he thought would take him to his friend's house, but he circled around and it led him to a Mexican border station, and that is bad news. Yeah. He said it was just a complete accident. So Tomaresi was not expecting to be caught in the situation, and then, of course, to add to it, he has guns. And he tried to explain it to the guard. The guard points to the three guns. He says, hey, I legally own these guns in the United States. But, of course, in Mexico, it's illegal. So then they, you know, initially it was going to be that he was going to be escorted back to the United States. But then when they contacted the Mexican military, they said, And they didn't allow him to explain himself. And that was it. He was locked up. He was like a criminal. And that was it. And he said, because, of course, now you're frightened, right? he didn't mouth off. He didn't say anything, because what was he going to do? They took him to a holding cell. He was put in a cell with 15 other inmates, and they threatened to kill and rape him. He used a telephone break to try to escape. It didn't work. Then he did get into a cell by himself. He was beaten by the guards. He was stripped naked. He had his hands and his feet cuffed to the bedpost, where he was left standing up. Eventually, he was moved to another prison. He said he feels safer in the prison. The conditions have improved. Why? Because of all the media attention. So, since everyone knows he's down there, his mother has been just talking it up a lot. And the Secretary of State, John Kerry, apparently hasn't done very much. You know, hasn't said very much about this. Just get out of there. I mean, this is a guy who was an Afghanistan war veteran. He's got post-traumatic stress disorder. Not good, right? He's a Florida guy. He was in California to be treated for the PTSD. So if he does not get out of that Mexican prison because of the gun situation, he could get 20 years. Woo! 20 years in a Mexican prison for taking a wrong turn. And look at his state, his condition. The reason why he was in that part of the country in the first place, to get better help. Going to the VA system in Florida is not the best, right? And then to find himself in that spot, wow, that is scary, especially after what he went through. And to be in that spot, can you imagine? You'd think there'd just be, with every deal we have cut with Mexico, you'd think they'd give us a get-out-of-jail-free card once in a while. But not even for this, no matter what the explanation. Although, because of the attention, it's looking a lot better. Looking like he has a chance. That's why he said that. It looks looking like he has a chance to get out. And trust me, if he gets out, he scrambles back, and then that's it. And hopefully he does not wander back into Tijuana. I actually think where it used to be safe, I don't know that it's so safe to go to Tijuana. It's definitely not safe to go into Juarez. I used to live in El Paso. I used to cover Mexican politics, believe it or not, the pre and panistas, right when I got out of school. And I went over that Zaragoza Bridge many, many, many times. Went into Chihuahua. Now you could not pay me with the way the cartels are. The cartels, which have also infiltrated deeper into El Paso, Texas. And so it's pretty hard to tell. I was talking to someone today about this. Pretty hard to tell one spot from the other. The El Paso is almost becoming like Juarez. And it's scary because the cartels will do anything. There's nothing that is off limits. So I would think if I were him, and then he's been moved to this other prison, if they let him go, if he gets out, boy, he better get out of there as fast as he can. Do not pass go. Just keep on moving and never, ever, ever go back is what I would say for sure. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, how are we doing when it comes to Obamacare? How are people feeling? There's a new poll out taking the temperature of Americans as to whether they're really embracing Obamacare or they still don't like it. Where do you fall in that category? How's your health insurance? If you want to throw in on this argument or conversation, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food. Can make me sing. Oh, yeah, only woman. What is wrong with me?
Oh, yeah, we finish up this hour of ATN with recalls and polls. I got a note today from Manfred, who said, Kate, I've been listening to the show since you jumped on the air. And I can remember in the very beginning the many times you went to Washington, you talked to a couple of different senators and congresspeople and people involved in health care. You were there for the whole Supreme Court deal. And look where we are now today in a world of hurt. I don't understand these people, Kate, who say their health care is fantastic and they feel blessed that finally they have some. They must be the completely subsidized version. Otherwise, I haven't met anyone who is excited about their health care coverage. Have you? No. I know people that have had a lot of struggles with it, crazy things, too, with what's covered, what's not. But, you know, that's the usual tug of war when your company switches carriers and all of that. So how much is the normal stuff? It depends on your situation. When I say normal stuff, like, okay, you flip to a different coverage. And so doctors in and out of the network and what's covered and how much of the visit is covered and all of that. But in general, people that I've talked to about Obamacare coverage who have it, who have affordable health care, they say it's like catastrophic. So it would be like going and getting a catastrophic policy because the deductible is, for most people, I mean, you can upgrade, but for most people, the only way they can afford it is where it's costing them 200 something a month, you know, 240 to whatever, and the deductible is $6,000. So little things that would send you to the doctor. We have a measles outbreak now that's happening, and they're suggesting that everybody go get a measles vaccination because if you're in contact with somebody with measles, it could be disastrous, it could be deadly, and there are a lot of people who haven't had measles shots for a long time or haven't had them or whatever, vaccinations. So that wouldn't be covered. You know, it's just be money toward that deductible. It is catastrophic because if you're in a crazy car accident or you break your nose and it costs $10,000 or some other thing happens, you have a baby, whatever, then the $10,000, $11,000 that would cost, so okay, so you up to $6,000. You know, you're looking at the deductible. And that's pretty much what I mostly have heard. So here's the scoop. A new Gallup survey finds that 43% of Americans support the Affordable Care Act, the same number that approved of it in April. In the latest poll, 51% of Americans disapprove of the law. The final number of the enrollees, which insurance companies are calling into question and critics and whatever, because there's that strong finish, remember, as to how many they would get the 7 million or not. And that number popped up at the very tail end. So there's a big discrepancy in the approval of the law passed and the politics of it all. The Gallup poll claims 79% of Democrats and just 8% of Republicans support it. 76% of African Americans approve the law, while 35% of whites do. Hispanics carry a 57% approval rating of the law. But overall, the number is what I said. In the latest poll, 51% of Americans disapprove of the law. Wait till we start getting people to get fined. And 7.4% of healthcare enrollees who use the 36 federal run exchanges, you know, the federally run ones, identified themselves as Latino. 31% of the people did not select a race or choose, or they chose other. So the actual figure of who the administration was targeting, which was Hispanics, and hope they'd sign up for health care in droves, they're not seeing that. Because 7.4%, that's it. Of the 36 federally run exchanges. Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done there. There's a lot of work, like I said, especially for the middle class, because the numbers, the $6,000, the amount you're paying monthly, the people who got flipped onto it and don't have certain drugs covered that were normally covered, and figuring out what is and what isn't is convoluted for right now. Now, if you talk to someone in the administration, they'll tell you, well, of course, what do you expect? It just rolled out. You're just nailing us, and you're not paying attention to what ultimately this is going to look like. And then there's the fine thing, getting fined, which will happen because if you don't have health insurance, they'll fine you. And in the beginning, the fine isn't that steep, but it grows. It's supposed to go up to eventually, it would be a zero-sum game. The amount of the fine would be what you would pay for the health care costs. And that's pretty scary, isn't it? All right, so now you have a choice. You might as well get the coverage because it's the same amount you're going to pay for not having any coverage. You know, it's still so hard to wrap my mind around the forced paying for it. It's like car insurance, right? So our health insurance is like our car insurance, forcing you to do it, forcing. All right, speaking of forcing, they're not forcing, but they're suggesting more calls for car recalls. We just had all that stuff happen with GM. Ford is recalling 1.3 million cars for power steering failures. I don't like that. Electrical shorts, floor mat problems, all that kind of stuff. About 1.1 million SUVs have power steering that can be disabled while driving. Yikes. The 2011-2013 Explorer, from 2008 to 2011, the Escape, the Mercury Mariner models are also affected. Boy, I've seen a lot of the Explorers on the road. I've seen a lot of the SUVs. I've seen a bunch of the Escapes, too. With the Explorer, they say 179,000 cars are in the U.S. I think it's crazy the power steering system can have intermittent signals because of bad cables and misaligned connectors. And you're driving along and you have no idea and that happens? Ooh. Yikes. I mean, yikes is all I can say. Oh, man. And they even threw in, from 2010 to 2014, the Ford Taurus, remember the Ford Taurus, has license plate lamp terminals that can corrode and cause a short. It'll smoke and start a small fire. They say that they're aware of, and there could be more, at least 18 fires since 2011. Oh, that would be the worst, wouldn't it? The back of your car is catching on fire because of the lamp on the license plate. Really? Ugh. Nothing is perfect, but I like when they find out it's always some cockamamie parts. Oh, well, it was maladjusted. It wasn't installed correctly, and that's why we have this electrical power steering problem. We've got some bad cables in these vehicles, and the connectors weren't aligned correctly. That gives me very, very good hope for the future for what we can expect. Because let's face it, what is your car now? Anybody out there work on cars? I know some of you tinker around with cars. And boy, I wish I could do that. I think I've told this story. I wanted to take auto shop in high school, and they told me, you're going to college. You're going to take someone's job if you do that. So we can't have you taking electives auto shops. But I wanted to learn the auto shop thing. So our computers, like the planes we fly in, are cars and our planes, our computers, a little slip there. That's what we're doing. We're driving computers around. So, you have a problem with the computer? Look what happens. You have a problem with the computer in the sky? Look what can happen. It's frightening sometimes, the similarities, eh? Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer.